Melanoma fears may be eased by a simple vaccination. The first personalised cancer jab for melanoma is being tested on British patients. This jab, considered a game changer, is tailored for each person and works by signalling the body to hunt down cancer cells and prevent them from coming back. The trial, led by University College London Hospital's NHS Foundation Trust, is in its third phase, offering hope for a potential cure. News comes after worrying national publicity about growing cases of melanoma that hit newspapers and television in early summer. Melanoma is the fifth most common cancer in the UK, with one of the highest mortality rates. According to charity Cancer Research UK, around 16,700 people are diagnosed every year, and the charity has warned these numbers could increase by over 50% in the next two decades. So why is melanoma rising in the UK, and what else do you need to do about it? Melanoma begins in our melanocytes, the cells responsible for producing melanin, the pigment that gives our skin its colour and helps protect us from UV radiation. It occurs when abnormal cells start spreading uncontrollably. Key signs include the appearance of new abnormal moles or changes in existing ones. So here you will need a sighted person's assistance. To check if or not a mole is abnormal, you can use the ABCDE checklist. A. Asymmetrical. Does the mole have an uneven shape? B. Border. Are the edges blurry or jagged? C. Colour. Is it an uneven colour with different shades and tones? D. Diameter. Is the mole bigger than your other ones? E. Evolving. Is it changing, such as starting to itch, bleed, or become crusty? These changes don't always mean it's cancer, but it's crucial to get anything unusual or changing checked out. Surgery is the main treatment for melanoma, and it is especially effective if it's caught early. Sometimes chemotherapy, radiotherapy, and drugs are also required. So why is melanoma on the rise? Dr. Susan Mayo, a dermatologist, said there's been a noticeable increase in melanoma diagnoses, partially because the public health awareness campaign has been so effective. More people are seeking dermatological advice for abnormal moles, leading to early detection of melanoma, even in its pre-melanoma stage. However, Dr. Mayo highlights that the total number of cases have also risen. She said, "The majority of cases are related to sun exposure, and we are exposed to more UV rays than we used to be. Climate changes also may be playing a role. As sun exposure is a key factor in melanoma, experts believe that the increasing temperature and hotter summers might be contributing to the rising incidence of the disease. Scientists even forecast that 2024 could be the hottest year yet. People are often keen to make the most of hot weather, but as many Brits are not used to being exposed to the sun, we may not always be vigilant with applying protection creams and lotions to our skin. Additionally, holidaying in warmer regions has become more prevalent." Dr. Mayo said there are several factors that could increase a person's risk of melanoma. There is a genetic influence. 1 in 10 melanoma patients have a family history of the disease, she added. Skin type can also play a part. People with fairer skin that burns easily are more likely to experience the type of skin damage that causes melanoma. There is also a condition called familial atypical multiple mole melanoma syndrome, where those who have it have more moles than the average person, which look abnormal. These are not necessarily melanoma, but those with the syndrome are at a higher risk, Dr. Mayer explained. Additionally, people with a history of sunburn during childhood or those who have used sunbeds are at increased risk. But you can prevent melanoma. According to Cancer Research UK, over 80% of melanoma cases in the UK can be avoided. Protecting skin from sun damage is key, as is spending time in the shade on sunny days, wearing a hat and sunglasses, and applying sun cream generously and regularly, at least factor 30, although Dr. Mayo recommends factor 50. Put on as strong sunscreen as possible, she said. Be aware of your moles, and if they start to look like an ugly duckling, see a doctor. And never go on a sunbed. There is no such thing as a safe tan unless it comes out of a bottle.